Welcome, everyone, to an environmental exposure episode of Everyone is an Expert. I'm your first host, Nicodemus. I'd like to start by saying this is an explicit podcast. We'll be using adult language, humor, and situations, and all kinds of stuff like that. So please don't expose this to the little ones. We love our children. We share a lot with our children. But this podcast is not one of those. So please do the responsible thing. Let them live their lives and wait until they're a little older to be exposed to this craziness. And with that, I'll hand it over to our next host.
He's wearing his sunglasses in the house because he had a rough night last night. But anyways, these are our opinions. We don't care if you like them or if you don't like them. We just want to make you happy, make you laugh. But these are our opinions, and they are very adult-oriented opinions. So with that said, let's slip it over to my right.
And my name is Christina, and like they've said, this can be controversial, and we just want to show everybody that you don't have to agree, and you can still be friends. And I'm going to pass this over to Sarah with an H.
I am Sarah with an H. Most of all, we just want y'all to have fun and have a good time.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah. Have fun. That second host was nut rash. I don't know if you said that.
Did I not say that? It's in you HT.
It was a rough night.
It was.
Very rough night. All right. Today, Rash came up with this topic, natural disasters. So we're going to be talking about those, which ones scare us the most. Some stats here I've got across some of the most deadliest ones of all time. And it's an intense list here. We'll get through it. But let's start around the table. So natural disasters, of course, we're talking about anything that wasn't man-created. You know, not a oil tanker spilling across the coast of Alaska or anything like that. So those won't be found on my list. That won't be found on my list. But, yeah, those are disasters, of course. But we're talking completely natural, something that we didn't have our hands involved in. So start with you, Rash. What's the scariest natural disaster to you? What are you most concerned with?
Scariest natural disaster? Are we going with...
Just your opinion.
Or things that scare me weather-wise.
Weather could be a disaster just because it's not the deadliest. Yeah,
which one? Really dense fog.
Yeah.
Because I drive for a living, and when you drive at night and it's really foggy, it's hard to see other people, and other people it's hard for them to see you. And you're driving, you know, say the speed limit on a two-lane road is 65 miles an hour and you're running 45 because you can't see shit. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody behind you can run up and nail you real quick, or, you know, somebody pull out in front of you, you can nail them, and it can get catastrophic real fast. So driving in a really thick fog at night or early in the morning is what gets me.
Yeah, that's real scary.
Yeah, I don't like that crap either.
Slow down and hit your hazards on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if there's a line of cars behind me, tough shit. Sorry. You know, because sometimes it's so thick you can't even see where to pull off.
Yeah.
To let them around, and I'm not about to pull off and be in a bar ditch. And, you know, it's like driving in Oklahoma, there's not very many shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, it's just two-lane roads, and there's ditches on either side, and I'm not going in one.
Well, yeah, and that's a great point. That's something definitely be, you know, worrisome. Can't see when you're driving. Yes. But it's funny you mentioned that one, because I was thinking about the list that we're about to go through here in a minute on the deadliest ones. But, you know, these that I have on my list, it's really, it really doesn't matter where you're at. It's such a huge disaster, it's going to come find you.
Yeah. Right.
So, whereas fog's not going to hurt you, no matter how much fog is around, but it's us that make the danger in it.
Yes.
Us driving the other vehicles, that's the danger. So that's an interesting...
Humans are dangerous creatures.
Very.
Yes. Especially dumb people. But.
Yes.
Hey, I resemble that.
You resemble that.
I do.
What about you, Christina?
I guess just because, like, we're in Tornado Alley, tornadoes kind of get me. I don't like that because, I mean, I've watched too many movies. Twister and, not Gone with the Wind, wrong movie.
Oh, you're Gone with the Wind.
There is wind. But, crap, The Wizard of Oz, man, I couldn't even think of that. Just so there's a lot of, you know, it is really scary stuff because I've seen tornadoes. I've never actually been in it, but I have seen it pass by. And that's just, it's too intense. I didn't like it. It's not fun.
Yeah.
Did you not want to get picked up and carried away to Neverland?
See, you're fucking up too.
I don't watch old movies like that.
You've seen The Wizard of Oz, though.
Never.
Never seen The Wizard of Oz?
Nope.
Oh, goodness.
But I know what it's about.
You're not American.
I'm right, I'm Irish. No, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Who that played in? Judy Garland? And then he played?
Yes. Yeah.
Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Annie M. Yeah, yeah. All that good stuff.
And you were there. And you were there.
Yeah, tornadoes are definitely scary. Very dangerous. They did make the list, obviously. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about them. But, yeah, I could definitely see that. Those are very scary. Show up really fast.
And yeah, and sometimes there's no warning. I mean, there are warning systems in place and stuff, but sometimes by the time they're able to even get the warning out, it's already on you.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's just the unpredictability of them. They could take out the house next door, and then, you know, your house is standing fine, or yeah, vice versa. I think that's what's so scary about it, because it's so random.
Well, and I'll tell you this too. You did say there is a warning system, but it's not very accurate because, like you said, they are unpredictable. So, you know, several decades ago, there was no warning system. They barely told you there was a storm coming, yeah, just because technology wasn't quite there. Yeah. And so you really were at the mercy of the storm. However, now it's almost the other way. Now they're almost a crying wolf. And what I mean by that is they'll just say, hey, we're looking at
tornado
the screen
watch,
here.
Watch.
There's going to be severe weather.
Yeah, go ahead and seek shelter. But the problem with that is every time you call that and then nothing happens,
yep,
people are going to start thinking, oh, well, they said that yesterday, or they've been saying it for years.
It'll be all right.
It'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. I'm not worried about it because nothing's ever freaking happened. So they got to be careful with that. But I think a lot of people are definitely scared and worried about tornadoes. So I hope it doesn't get to that point, but I know some, especially younger people, are going to be a lot more adventurous. And I remember being a kid and they'd say, the tornadoes in this area, we'd load up in the pickup and go to storm chase.
Yeah.
Well, see,
I
had a very healthy fear of tornadoes because I'm from Wichita Falls, and Wichita Falls had the biggest, most disastrous, highest death count tornado on American, American history for like years, for a long time.
What year
happened in 1979.
I know the year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I grew up with a healthy fear of tornadoes because I just was, I'd been around it, the history of this area and everything. So where a lot of mine came from.
Healthy fear. We'll have to talk about it one day. What about you, sir?
Tornadoes is mine.
Tornadoes too? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What scares you about them is the vortex.
They're unpredictable. I mean, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what scares you?
No, you don't. I mean, you don't know when a tornado's coming. I mean, if you live on the coast, you know a hurricane's coming. You can prepare for that. Mm-hmm. How do you prepare for a tornado in, 5 minutes?
Don't sleep naked and get in the scaredy hole.
The scaredy hole?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cellar. A cellar if you don't know what a scaredy hole is.
I mean, but what are you going to do? Just because there's clouds and it's stormy, you're just going to go ahead and go sleep down in the cellar for the night?
No.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I know
you
what
can't.
You're saying because
you can't prepare.
Well, you can make it a nice cellar, so put a bed down there.
You could.
Blankets, yeah.
My cellar looks nothing like that. It's got candles in it. No matches.
Well, good thing we'd probably have a ladder on us.
If I'm running, trying to get in the scaredy hole,
I'm going to get y'all in there first.
And then I'm going to get the dogs in there. And, family, then the dogs. And if the dogs don't want to go, the dogs will get sucked away. And I love my animals, but
Miss go get sucked away.
My life is more important than theirs.
Well, you need to bring the dog in case you need food later.
That's
true.
I hear it tastes better than house cat. House cat's real stringy. I'm just saying what I've
heard. Where in the world are you getting these facts?
People who have eaten house cat and dogs before tell me.
Every time
things.
You go eat takeout. You guys orange chicken teriyaki you're eating?
Ignorance is bliss.
That's orange tabby.
That's okay.
I think that's what they make bologna out of.
Cats.
Cats and dogs, yep. Yep. I don't want y'all to think of that whenever you eat bologna.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm okay with it.
Those are definitely very scary. Okay, so tornadoes, fog. I mentioned last night, I think one of the worst deaths, and we'll have to do a whole episode about that, but for me would be electrical shock. So thunderstorms just by themselves, lightning's very dangerous. Yeah, and it's very rare that you'd actually get hit, but I'm just saying that would be a very painful way to go. Yeah,
but
so,
you're telling me there's a chance.
There's still a chance.
There's still a chance.
But there's people that get struck by lightning and don't die.
That's true.
Yes.
It's not the death part that scares him. It's the shock.
Yeah.
It's the actual.
It's like, God, it hurts.
Now, falling doesn't bother me either. It's that sudden stop at the end. No, me and electricity do not get along. I've had some very severe shocks before, and I do worry about that one. But doing this list, I as far as bigger natural disasters, I definitely know the most scary one is probably going to be flooding. And being here in Texas, remember, well, it's been a year ago or so, the flooding in South Texas along the Gulf Coast, that was...
It was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Well,
two
the or three, flooding here I'm in getting, 15.
Yeah. Yeah,
everything's underwater.
Flooding here in Wichita County and stuff. 2015 was bad. Katrina was bad. And we'll go through this list. You'll see what I'm talking about. But flooding's a huge disaster.
Humans and water just don't really mix. I mean, we kind of need air. And there's not a whole lot of that in there.
We need dry ground. We got to get out of it eventually. A little water for a short amount of time is fine. But, yeah, you can't live in it for long periods of time, definitely. Well, and just how all our houses and everything's built, you know, you just can't, it doesn't survive underwater.
Or our raw materials just don't, yeah, we're just not a water species.
Right.
We tolerate it.
Right, absolutely.
Which is ironic because all the earth is water and we need it to live.
70% of it is anyway.
Well, yeah, a lot of the earth.
That 30% is huge.
Yeah.
Gotta have it.
Sorry, sir, that's a big fucking sky. No.
All right, let's dive into it. So I got a few things to go over here. First, and this most of this list was actually all this list was from Wikipedia. So I apologize, but this is what Wikipedia says about natural disasters. Okay, let's see if y'all can guess the top five real quick. Number five, what do you think natural disaster would that be?
Killer bees.
Nope, not killer bees.
Kidding, volcanoes.
Number five was earthquake 2010, remember, in Haiti?
Oh, yeah.
That made number five of worst one ever. 316,000 people lost their lives in that.
Damn it.
Not to include everything else that went, property damage, animals, livestock, vegetation, natural. Yeah, I mean, just everything wiped out. It was a horrible thing. Number four, 1970...
Wait, don't we get to guess?
Yeah.
No, I got other things to guess on.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going through this list to kind of paint the picture, and then we'll dive into specific natural disasters. But number four, 500,000 people lost their lives. It was 1970 Bola cyclone. That's in East Pakistan. So cyclones, basically a tornado, right?
But the sand?
With water.
With water.
Oh. Yeah.
So these cyclones come from the water through hurricanes, tropical storms, things of that nature, but they're called cyclones. Basically, it's the
tornado on water, and that's what debris it picked up was water, basically.
Well, it comes onto land where we're at. Yeah, but that's where it starts. That's the difference between a cyclone and a tornado.
Right.
Number three, 1556, so travel back in time quite a ways. And
hold on, let me get my backpack.
All right, Dora.
Hey, I'm gonna have a map, man.
It's a map.
All right, this was over Shanghai earthquake. 830,000 people. Number two was between 900,000 and 2 million. This was in 1887. This was the Yellow River flood in China.
What was the one for the one right before that?
Earthquake.
Okay, sorry, earthquake. I missed that.
Yep. We start number five, earthquake. Four, cyclone. Okay. Number three, earthquake again. Number two, Yellow River flood. Mm-hmm. And then number one.
Where's that at?
China.
Okay.
China, and it took number one as well. China floods in 1931. So, what about 20 to 30 years after the Yellow River had another one. This was between 1 and 4 million people.
Golly.
Goodness.
Yeah, and I noted down cause. They said poor management of the waterways with extreme weather. That sounds just like Katrina to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The levees.
Yes, it was horrible. So
it doesn't surprise me that China is on that list twice for a natural disaster because that has the most densely populated place on Earth. So, I mean, it might, you know, the natural disaster, if that exact thing could have hit, you know, off the coast of, say, I don't know, somewhere natural disasters hit, you wouldn't hit, you know, there's not as many people there. So there's going to be more people dying, you know, say there's a 2 mile radius instead of 100,000 people, there's only 5 people, you know, and that hits that coast. You've just got more of a chance to take out more people. So it doesn't surprise me that China's on there a couple times.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to hit the list, like you said, because it has more people.
A lot of numbers.
Any natural disaster, even if it's just, you know, if it was just your family, though, that's going to be more devastating than you than a bunch of people you never met. So
I'm saying I understand
your
scale.
Point. Right. I understand your point. But yeah, global, yeah. Well, I mean,
there's a lot of people in China.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a saying, I don't know how true it is or fact actuals, but you could line a single file line, all the people in China and start walking into the ocean, and the line would never end. Yeah. Because they would reproduce, and the kids would grow up.
Oh.
Before, I mean,
it would never end.
Yeah,
because it's such
that's a lot of people.
So many people right now. Yeah, you wouldn't make a dent of it.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just the world population right now. So we brought up earthquakes, and I'm going to highlight this one too. We didn't mention it here. Of course, we don't live where there's a lot of earthquakes. I think we had one in southern Oklahoma.
Yeah, there's some in Oklahoma.
Yeah, but that like rattled some lawn furniture. And all the memes were going out of showed this lawn set, a couple of chairs and a table, and one chair was laid on the ground. And it said, Oklahoma earthquake, we will rebuild.
Yeah.
You know, so survivor.
That doesn't really worry us out here. Of course, vice versa. They don't worry about tornadoes back, you know, where they had earthquakes out in California, West Coast area. So, but earthquakes, I want to highlight this one. This one's huge just because of everything else that comes with it. So these are all connected. When there's an earthquake, could be a tsunami afterwards. Mm-hmm. It could erupt volcanoes. Yeah. And I mean, all these are on this list.
When you start messing with the fault lines and all this stuff and the mantle and the just all those things under the surface of the earth, you start really, because those things are so broad, it's like a domino butterfly effect. You know, when one little thing happens here, and by the time it gets across over here, it's like you said, a tsunami.
Yeah.
You know, and it just may have been a little wiggle over here.
Yeah, absolutely. Landslides, it does that. There's a lot of damage, a lot of life lost there. Avalanches. Mm-hmm. Alaska had an earthquake into last year, 2018, so it's bad. So, yeah, earthquakes just kind of, its fingers reach into a lot of other natural disasters. It's very scary.
Quick question on earthquakes. Since I don't live in an area where earthquakes are prevalent, I don't know a whole lot about their prediction, you know, process and stuff. How much of a warning, do people get? They don't get any,
I don't
right?
think there's a warning because it's kind of hard to monitor when the earth shifts.
See, if I lived in California, I don't think my answer would be tornadoes. It would be earthquakes because that's their unpredictable disaster. Because you never know, you could just fall through the earth in your house sitting in your living room at any moment. You wouldn't even know it.
Yeah.
At least a tornado, you kind of have an idea that there's a storm on the horizon. You know, earthquakes, I can see them being scarier.
Right, and what I was talking about is, like, whenever you have an earthquake, you don't know what else it's going to affect.
Yeah.
Like, you know, tornadoes, as soon as the storm passes, we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've made it through, we're good to move on.
They have it's not a prediction, but it's a branch of science of seismology.
Mm-hmm.
It's concerned with the specific time, location, magnitude of future earthquakes within stated limits. So it's kind of like a tornado. You know, like, we can guess, but you know, it's not going to be right.
It just seems like it'd be harder for an earthquake. Because a tornado, you know, you can visually see the weather changing and stuff underneath the earth. Yeah, we have sonar type systems, stuff where we could do, you know, see it and things. But look, it seems like that'd just be really hard to give you any kind of a heads up. I just seem like that'd just be super scary.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is. And the worst one, of course, was on the list. That was number three, the 1556, at 83,000 people. And just so y'all can get a reference, that would be losing the city of Fort Worth.
Oh, wow.
That's how many people were lost in that, just that earthquake. And that one was just for the earthquake. Like I said, though, earthquakes are so scary because they kind of, I mean, everything can be affected by this. It could create flash floods. It can create landslides. Just depends where it is. It's huge. So another one I brought up was volcanoes. That's something we don't worry about here.
Yeah.
You know, they're pretty much dormant, all the ones around Texas.
Yeah. Well, all over the U.S. I mean, the last one that really erupted.
Didn't the one just went off in New Mexico?
Oh, it did? I didn't know about that.
Did
one.
It in New Mexico?
I think so.
I know that.
I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere.
The closest one I can think of to here is the one out in New Mexico, and it's dormant. I could be wrong on that. I didn't really research volcanoes because it's not something we worry about. There's no active ones here.
Well, the last one that had anything that was any kind of true devastation, though, was Mount St. Helens, right?
It was one of the biggest ones.
Because I don't think
US.
There's been any other, you know, eruptions that were that devastating in U.S., excluding Hawaii. I don't know a whole lot about their volcano systems and stuff, and I've never been over there. And yes, it's part of the U.S., but I don't know anything about it. So excluding them, I'm saying just like the continental. Right. Mount St. Helens is the only one that's really done anything here, right?
Right, and yeah, from the United States, there's
excluding Hawaii.
There's several across the world, and there's several different types of volcanoes. Where the one in Hawaii is just a slow tap, a leak of the mantle and the lava
constant
coming out.
Ooze.
Yeah. Whereas Mount St. Helens was basically a giant bomb.
Yeah.
It just built up pressure, and exploded debris everywhere.
And it was just ash. There wasn't even lava or anything. It was just a bunch of just explosion of force, wasn't there? There wasn't actually any lava or anything, what you think of a volcano being.
Right, it's not going to be like the ones out in Hawaii. So, and then that also, kind of like earthquakes, stems other things. So whenever that ash fell, you know, it clouded the sky for several days.
They said it went all the way over to Montana.
Yes.
I mean, it just covered the whole northern part there.
Yes, devastated wildlife and stuff there. Of course, it didn't make my list for the top one because not a lot of people lost their lives, but it was huge. It
they was had a little bit of a heads up with that one, though. So for a few months, they knew something was...
They knew it was going to happen.
Something was happening.
Yeah, they did. And, yeah, there's when it exploded, it created, there used to be a lake there, and it created two,
mm-hmm.
and there was a gentleman up there, can't remember his name, but they could not talk this guy out of his cabin, so he stayed there until the volcano erupted and was never heard from again, so they named the lake after him.
Right on.
This is my land. I'm not going anywhere.
You ain't running me out, boy.
But what's so crazy is how long natural disasters can affect the environment. Because when we went up there and saw Mount St. Helens, there are still trees that are broken and laid over from the blast. And, you know, all the wildlife, you know, the plants and trees and stuff haven't come back in, like, the whole valley of where it blew. And all these old trees are still laid over. And that happened, what, almost 40 years ago now?
Yeah. You know what that tells me? Hmm. That plants and animals are smarter than humans because humans will try to build right there. Like, hey, we can build right here.
Hey, there's an open plant, an open spot here.
Everyone's like, nah, that's not a good idea.
Don't go there.
All right, the worst one I could find, or most devastating, unfortunately, was step back in the time machine real quick. 1815, Mount Tambora in Indonesia was 71,000 people, so... that'd be like losing North Richland Hills. So quite a few folks. And like I said, though, volcanoes, kind of like earthquakes, a lot of other things happen. You know, you lose your vegetation, your farming land, your homes, I mean, lives. But also, you know, people who try to live afterwards, they're definitely affected by it in that surrounding area. Yeah, yeah. So
on this list, do we keep records back when, now the name is completely slipping my mind, but the one that erupted years and years ago, and they still find, you know, people fossilized in the position
that Pompeii.
That's it. I knew it was a king. I knew the name. I just could not think of it. I wonder if they include that one, because did that one have a high death toll, or just was our population just wasn't high enough then to really?
Population wasn't high enough then, and we really don't know the extent back then either. You know,
what does anybody know what year that went? Just around about
before I was born.
Yeah, way before.
I'll go ahead and look it up real quick.
Did you do modern day natural disasters on your list?
On this list, there's some that were much more recent. It's kind of like Haiti. Haiti was 2010. I mean, right. There's some recent stuff.
Japan had that earthquake that was so strong it tilted the Earth's axis.
Oh, wow.
What? Remember that one? Japan had an earthquake.
Yeah.
It blew up a big nuclear plant.
Yeah. And
it was so strong it tilted the Earth millimeters off the axis.
Really?
Yeah, y'all didn't read that?
No.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, not amazing, but I mean, it's not a good thing.
I mean, that's how strong earthquakes can be. You know, let me look in my notes real quick.
And when we think of the Earth being this big, solid, protective bubble that we're on, you know what I mean? But if you think about it in the scale of the universe, I mean, it'd be no different than a rock rolling through a river. You know, the current's carrying it and moving it and beating it up, and, you know, it's doing its own little thing. Well, it's basically the Earth just as a little rock rolling through the current of the universe.
Yeah,
I mean, we feel like it's big things because we're so small on it, but in the big scheme of it, it ain't nothing. It's just a little blips thrown at us.
Pompeii was in the year 79.
Oh, wow. So it really was a long time ago.
So it's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been just a minute since Pompeii.
1,000 years before you were born. 2,000, sorry. 2,000 years before you were born. Almost. 19.
It was a 6-minute earthquake.
Math is hard.
It was the magnitude of it was a 9.0, 9.1.
On the Richter scale.
On the Richter scale, yeah.
Wow.
What is their scale? Is it go up to 10?
It's the same as, or I don't know. That's the biggest one I've ever
heard
of.
It's 0 to 10.
Is 0 to 10? Because I know, like, the tornado is 0 to 5.
But the total damage, and it caused landslides, and tsunamis, and aftershocks, foreshocks, but $360 billion, and that's United States dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
But there wasn't that many. There's deaths, but not as many as what Nick had listed. 15,897.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's a lot, but it's not.
800,000.
No, yeah, it's not damn near a million people.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, but still, I mean, a lot of life lost there, so yeah.
The earthquake moved Honshu, the main island of Japan, 2.4 meters, which is 8 foot east, and shifted the earth on its axis by an estimated between 10 centimeters, which is 4 inches, and 25 centimeters, which is 10 inches. Increased Earth's rotational speed by 1.8
US
per day. I don't know what that...
It increased our speed, so our days are actually a little bit shorter.
What side is
right?
that?
Huh?
Yeah.
What side is that?
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. It actually shortened our days by a little bit.
Hmm.
Because if it increased our rotation speed.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I thought that was cool. And then, you know, and because that can branch off into so many different things, the earth moving that much, you know. But,
yeah.
Oh, it doesn't take much to throw us off balance.
I mean, but to think the earth can shake that hard.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, you well, know? Yeah, I have to dig into that, just throwing us off kilter and all that. But going back to it, yeah, that was a huge explosion. We also got to think, you know, you're talking about us flying through space. You have to look at the earth as just this molten ball. You know, we think it's solid ground, it's rigid, not moving, blah blah blah, but really it's I was described like the earth's crust is like the skin of an apple. That's how thin it is. I mean, to us it's monstrous. You know, we dig, we drill into it, there's huge cave systems, you know, blah blah blah. You know, we tap into the bedrock to build all our structures and everything, but really that's only the skin of the apple. The rest of the freaking apple is molten rock. You know, it's constantly moving, shifting. There's pockets of gas and pressure that build up and cause all this. And, of course, the plates, the tectonic plates are always moving, shifting, and that's what causes these horrible disasters. Right. So, yeah, it's huge implications when something like that goes off. Like I said, and this is a good segue into the next one, tsunamis are a huge one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And that's created by the plate shifting and everything. The one on Wikipedia, this is 2004, so not too long ago. Indonesia. Over 227,898 people lost their lives.
That was a tsunami, right? That was a tsunami.
That was a tsunami, yeah. And that population, that would be like losing. That's actually a little larger than the population of Amarillo, Texas. Wow. So Amarillo was wiped off the map
right.
in one storm. I mean, that's insane.
And that's crazy. You know, it's, in what, an earthquake in the middle of the ocean is what caused that.
Yeah.
And then, because it sucked all the water back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen videos. Of like live video, you know, like somebody recording on vacation, but
right.
like the beach water receded, you know, 500 foot,
mm-hmm.
you wow. know, and then like if I can see that, run away because the water's coming back, you know.
Yeah,
run away.
Yeah, if I'm watching this go, it's always, you know.
Like, hey, where's that water going?
Yeah, does that come back to us?
Right. Right. Oh yeah, that's when you back up and start
out.
Running as fast as you can.
Check, please.
Yeah, I'm gone. So horrible again. It, you know, of course I asked y'all what our worst fears were. Of course, that's not, because we're not a coastal city.
Yeah.
If the tsunami hits us where we're landlocked up here in North Texas.
Big fucking tsunami.
Yeah. There's no reason to run, because there would be nothing left anyways if there's one that I
can. I'm just going to go north.
Yeah. If a tsunami is coming to take out Texas, I'm screwed. There's just nowhere you're going to go. Yeah. That's it.
Absolutely. All right. And well, what do you know? Look at the time here. You know what time it is?
I do know what time it is.
What time is it?
It's beer 30. Where we drink beer 30 of my life.
Gonna be rough.
What are we drinking today? For all the people who don't enjoy beer or wine, we're drinking Seagram's Escapes Peach Fuzzy Navel. Reminds me of my belly button. It's just a fuzzy little navel.
Peach's navel.
3.2 alcohol by volume, 12 fluid ounces. Pretty much the only description on it's got a peach on the can, a couple slices.
There you go.
According to the Surgeon General warning, we should drink out of
so,
micro machine man had to get it out.
Yep. Yeah. So,
here we go.
Help send us some
here
money
it is.
And everything.
Nice.
Yeah, send us some money so we can buy better beer 30.
Because we're all sharing one can.
It smells like peaches.
That's what she said.
Right.
How's it?
I'm hungover, so it's not good.
You know what to get
tastes
rid of.
Tastes like peaches.
You know, I'll get rid of the hangover getting drunk again. Yeah. You know that, right?
Yeah, but I have to drive home. A Bloody Mary is a great cure for a hangover.
What do you think, Sarah?
It's pretty good.
You like
I
it?
I could drink it.
You could drink it?
Yeah.
A shot. Well, that's not bad. I like it. Yeah, not crafty, not special.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
That would be a buddy of mine, we call him Gordo. That would be a Gordo drink. Yeah. We buy beer and he's like, get a six pack of Seagram's. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that would be great out playing some disc golf, though.
Oh, it's yeah, nice and refreshing.
Good. Yeah, because it's a refreshing drink. So, nice notification there. Thanks.
Sorry.
Way to go. Appreciate it.
Way to go,
sorry.
Editor-in-chief.
Forgot to put my phone on silent. Sorry, guys.
Drop the fucking ball. All right, I got a little drinking game today, so I'm going to try to lighten the mood. I didn't want to play a drinking game where we guess how many dead bodies there are. That just seemed...
Is that a little too morbid?
Trying to keep
some drinks.
No, just trying to keep it classy. Just trying to keep it classy. So,
give me a drink, please. Right. We're picking drinks. Sorry, folks. We had to go to the fridge. Somebody actually sent us $20, and we bought beer with it.
Oh, yeah?
You want more of these?
There it is.
Yeah, just pick one. I'll just drink whatever.
Right. So you decided hair of the dog is the way to fix this.
Hair of the cat, more like it.
All right, so got a little game here. Like I said, kept it classy. No, but I didn't want to be betting each other on dead bodies because those are people's lives and stuff. And that
like
just,
cigar classy? Or
we're going to keep it.
That's classy.
San Francisco classy.
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 Part of California from the Bay Area.
All right, so we were talking about natural disasters, and I thought, well, we'll do a little quick list one. All right, same rules apply. If y'all guess something on the list, I have to drink, which you're going to guess a lot of it. So it's a long list, but
sweet.
Pretty obvious on some of this. But we're talking about natural disasters, so I thought, what do you need for a natural disaster? Well, we could sit here and argue. So I didn't make up this list. I was like, there's surely somebody has thought about this before, like our own government.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to ready.gov and they will tell you what kind or what material you need in your survival kit for natural disaster.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So got a little list here. Again, we'll go around the round robin around the table here. If you guess it right, I'll drink. You can't get one on this list. Like I said, I'm not saying you won't have a bad idea, a great idea. We're not arguing that fact. But if you right. can't guess on this list, you have to consume.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right. Let's, we'll just go in order here. Sarah with an H. What is something that ready.gov suggests you have in your survival kit?
Water.
Water. Number one on the list.
Ding-a-ling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll drink. Some more Seagram's. It says 1 gallon of water per person per day for at least 3 days for drinking and sanitation. So at least 3 gallons for you and then 3 gallons for everybody there after that. Okay?
So yeah. Family of four needs
you to have to tote a lot of water. Or you can just buy one of them water straws and you can stick in dirty water and suck in it. It purifies as it goes through the
oh, pot. That's cool.
I've got two of them.
Nice. There you go.
Oh, I didn't know those existed. Ready. Those are
wow.
neat.
Yeah, that'll happen almost all of them.
Yeah.
Some natural disasters, you can't, it's not going to work. Just depending on where you're at. All right, what's another one on the
something
list?
Something you need in a bug-out bag.
A bug-out bag?
Food.
Food. Number two on the list. At least, again, another 3-day supply of non-perishable food. Very good. All right, here goes another Seagram's. Well, I'm going to get wasted before the end of this list.
That's right.
All right. Christina, baby, love of my life.
Candles.
A survey says no.
Drink.
Aww.
Consume. Not on this list. Not a bad idea, but no. Wasn't on the list. All right, going back to Sarah. What do you think?
Flashlight.
Flashlight, number four on the list.
See, I was going to say flashlight, but my mind was thinking, well, you have to have batteries. That's extra stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was like, if you had a candle, that's the reason why I say candle is a flashlight.
That's why you're supposed to have just a flashlight set aside with brand new batteries in it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, get over yourself. Welcome to the 21st century, Christina. Gosh, candles. What the fuck? No, it was a good idea, baby. Just, what on
you
the
can
list?
Cook your food even. No.
On a candle?
It'd take a while.
It'd take a
you
long
could do
time.
It. You could do it. If you're stuck in a scaredy hole for a long time.
How do you like your steak? I guess rare.
What are my options? Well, we can flash fry with a candle.
Just sear it.
One bite at a time.
A little wax on it. Just let the heat soak in.
Okay. I'm okay.
No, you're good. All right. So, got three off the list. Good job, everybody. I'm getting a little tipsy as we move on. Rash, what's another one?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say a map.
A map. Survey says yes. Local maps.
Yeah. Really?
Yep. Another drink.
Boy, I'm gonna lose at this game quick.
I don't you're losing.
Thought of maps. I'm not a survivalist, people.
Yeah, you're dead.
How about you also need blankets?
Blankets. Let's look here. No, not on here. Not a bad idea. There are kits. They call them bivvies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can buy you a bivvy. Not a bad one. Like I said, wasn't on the list though. So Christina's getting caught up to me on drinks.
Yeah.
I'm imagining us four in the wilderness and. You know, we run into another clan. Well, wasn't there a lady named Christina? Yeah, she died. What happened? She tried to fry a steak with a candle. We don't know. We just... Sorry to backpedal, but that's just... Once you bring candles and blankets, she had to go. What are you going to make?
That's all she brought. There's no water, no food, just candles and blankets. She was warm in her death.
Christina, sorry, make
Christina,
it down.
I had to bust balls a little. That's just funny. I can picture Christina's like, who's on cooking duty? Christina, she's got candles.
I have like five of them.
How you gonna light them candles? No.
Friction on the wick. No.
Which I'm gonna take one off here. You did mention extra batteries for the flashlight, so we'll go ahead and knock that off the list. Nice. I was gonna wait till you drank to tell you I was gonna give you that one. Anyways.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. What you got, Sarah?
First aid kit.
There you go.
Number three.
There you go.
Gotta be.
That was 1, 2, 3, 4 on our list. Five. I'm sorry.
Four. I said, you already
flashlight.
Said four.
Five. It was right underneath flashlight. Yeah. So first aid kit down the hatch for me another time. Rash, what you got?
A knife.
Knife. Survey says no.
Ooh, wow. Yes. Finally, someone got a no.
You got close to one, but definitely.
Yeah. Not a knife, a gun.
Well, since you brought it up, let's go ahead and take it off the list. It was wrench or pliers to turn off utilities.
Oh,
okay. So you go ahead and drink because it didn't say knife specifically because right. you do need the pliers, but some pliers, you know, you get a multi-tool and it could have all that.
Right.
So we'll take it off, but you still have to consume. It wasn't on the list specifically. What do you think? Fair enough?
Okay,
I already drank. It's got to be
there.
Fair.
You go.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead, Christine.
Does like medications fall into the first aid thing? Okay, so I need a different answer. Crap. Extra, like, you know.
Don't say batteries.
Like clothes and outerwear, like, you know, hiking boots and stuff that you need to be outside in and stuff.
I like it. You figured out those candles aren't going to get you, keep you warm. Huh? So,
yeah. I had blankets.
If we need blankets and clothes and stuff.
Can't be naked.
Survey says no. Drink
of course
beer.
It
wow.
did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm dead in the wilderness.
You're
if there's
dead.
A natural disaster.
But you're not going to freeze to death.
Nope. I will be very warm and apparently hungry with my raw meat.
No, I just hope her candles don't catch her fucking blankets on fire.
Now we have nothing.
Now then you really would have some food because you have a crispy Christina to eat.
Ooh, I know one.
All right. Well, it's going. It's Sarah's turn. Stay in order.
Matches.
Survey says no. Ooh. No.
Drink it, girl.
Yeah, yes. Other people get
it. Is it my turn?
Don't need it. We don't have any candles.
They burned up with Christina earlier.
Yeah. What about you, Rash?
A compass.
That would be an outstanding idea, but nope, not on the list. Consume.
Golly.
All right. What about you, Christina? Did you think of one? Those are all great answers, by the way. I'm not hating on anybody. I'm just telling you, not on the list here.
I got another one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what else you need to survive. Like, if you were stuck in a cellar for, like, a week, what would you need? But, like, I feel like we've covered a lot of that. The basics are kind of done.
But,
medication,
but,
blankets,
but survival
food.
Doesn't just mean
entertainment.
You're surviving in a
books?
Closed hole.
Okay, books. I want to drink, because I know it's not on there.
Yeah, go ahead and drink.
What'd you bring, Stephen King's It?
I've got a blanket, candles, and books.
She said entertainment. Because that's what you're worried about at this point.
I'm missing Jeopardy, folks.
I'm trying to think of what else there might be.
I got one.
What? Let's hear it.
It's serious.
Oh, no, go ahead, because I can't think of one.
You can't think of one.
A pocket mirror, like a mirror to reflect SOS.
Oh, I love it. But that would be if you're going to jail, you'd need that. I don't think, no, it's not on the
it's
list.
It's not on the list?
Not on the list. Anybody want to take another stab, or you want me to read? We've only got, like, six of them.
I'm out.
We didn't get the six.
Gun.
Is out. Gun. Yeah. A gun on here.
A hatchet.
Yeah, I said tree saw.
Hatchet. Nope. Not on here.
A sleeping bag.
Oh, a dishes.
I would have counted sleeping bag with blankets. It's not on here.
Like cups and plates and stuff.
No, it's not on here, but I will say it does have moist towelettes, garbage bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation. So I'll kind of give that to you. That's what you're going for, right?
That's the idea.
Keep it clean.
I love it how the government says, oh, you need to be sanitary with your
survival.
Your fecal matter. Sorry, if I'm surviving, I'm shitting where I stand and fucking walking off.
It's just going to be part of it.
Right. Well, I think they're saying that you could use it to keep yourself clean for, because, like, in flooding and stuff, you know, like I said, it floods everything,
right,
which means
right.
all the sewer water is now in all that standing water.
Right.
So that's what they're talking about there.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Mm. All right, so we'll go down. Number three, didn't get two. Got pretty close, but battery-powered or hand-crank radio, a NOAA weather radio, with tone alert, so got to have a radio so we can listen to what the government tells us to do next. Of course, that's their list. So, moving further down the list, a whistle to signal for help. So y'all didn't mention flares or anything.
Like
so.
Rose,
I mentioned a mirror.
A mirror.
I guess I'm
he's
more hardcore survival
quickly.
Than y'all are because
mirror.
Guess if there's a plane flying over or there's like a rescue mission and a helicopter flying low, you can signal them
reflective.
With a mirror.
Yeah.
That's funny. All I'm thinking is you're trying to signal him and you blind the pilot and then he goes down and crashes. Now
yeah.
you're still stuck.
Third there. One this week. No.
Well, at least we got gas.
All right. Dust mask to help filter contaminated air and plastic sheeting and duct tape to shelter in place. I am disappointed y'all didn't mention duct tape. Always got to have duct tape. So there you go on that. One more, or two more. A manual can opener for food. Because canned food is going to be pretty much the only thing that will survive. Sanitation and all that. Everything else, plastic shit. All right, and the last one. Shocking, y'all didn't say this. Because you all have them in your hand. Cell phone with chargers and a backup battery. So that's everything else you need it.
Well, I guess I was thinking more there is no electricity. You're in a natural disaster in a security hole. There's no place to plug in. So phone didn't even cross my mind. I was thinking of stuff that didn't need...
I wasn't thinking phone. I was thinking like survive in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the easiest thing to do if you had your phone and you could get signal. But I see y'all's point. You know, a huge national disaster. There goes the towers. There goes
I'm
a lot
thinking
of
like, you know, Walking Dead scenarios here. What do you need out in the middle of nowhere with nothing?
Right.
Friends, I need more people.
All I need is my candle and my book and I'm set.
And my blanket.
And my
Ross.
It's just not fair.
My Ross steak.
Twilight Zone reference.
Yeah,
it was time now.
That's funny. All right, let's continue on. So we're talking about how earthquakes affect a lot of other stuff, create other natural disasters along with it. Landslides, avalanches are things that we have to worry about here. So worst avalanche I have, again, over in China. Back in the day, this was 1920, over 100,000 people unfortunately lost their lives. It was an 8.5, so not as extreme, but pretty close to that one in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, if it hits a heavy, densely populated area, you know.
More
think,
casualties.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to make the list. So, there was also a Haiyan earthquake caused landslides. Also, that was 100,000. So we're talking about the size of San Angelo, Texas. Completely wiped off the map from one from a landslide, another from an avalanche. So I kind of put those together, kind of the same thing, but you know, a little different there. But that both of those, so San Angelo's gone from both those instances. Very scary stuff, man. Just they, I know for avalanches, they continuously are going out and trying to predict where they're going to be, where snow's piling up.
And they'll bomb snow on the top of mountains to make it.
I know, but I would love that job, wouldn't you?
Oh, hell yeah. Fly out a helicopter, light explosives, and throw them out the window?
Yes. Yes.
It'd be fun.
That would be a fun game. Come on now. I would look forward to that job. There was one I just came across while I was making this list. I just thought it was wild, but have y'all ever heard of a limnic eruption?
That word sounds familiar, but I have no idea. Maybe I'm thinking limerick. Never mind.
Limnic, or what is known as Lake Overturn. So it's a rare natural disaster. It happens when CO2 suddenly erupts from deep lake waters, forming a gas cloud capable of suffocating wildlife, livestock, and of course humans.
I've actually heard of this. We did watch something on it one time.
Yeah, that is wicked.
Yeah, because it's because lakes naturally do what they call a turnover. You know, because you know if you live anywhere near natural bodies of water and you smell it, you know, there's like a real fishy smell in the air, and you're like, oh, the lake's turning. You know, it's certain times of the year that water rotates around more, and it just stirs up smells. So I'm guessing this is when it really, like, a whole lot of CO2 out of the dirt and mud and the bottom comes flooding out.
Yes, yeah.
And it's just like an explosion, man.
Yeah, and a thick gas cloud mm-hmm. of carbon dioxide.
Yeah, but it explodes from underneath the earth, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, underneath yeah. the lake, and that's where yeah. it comes from, yeah. The worst one of these was Lake Nyos, Cameroon in Central Africa, 1986. Over 1,744 people lost their lives. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, that population was small town.
Lake farted.
Yeah. Basically. See, you're not missing.
Basically.
But it's a yeah. farting lake.
It's a farting lake. You know what that makes me think of? Quick mohole. When I was a kid, I don't know if you remember those. There were those mushrooms that would grow like in the forest and stuff, but they were, we call them smoke mushrooms. Because
full
when
of
you,
powder?
Yeah, and you squish them, but yeah. if you put them in water, the powder still comes out of it. So it looks like we used to pretend like we were witches in like a cauldron, and you could stir them and it looked like the water was smoking, you know? And so when you're describing this lake doing that, that's what I think of, because it was like a cloud of spores, you know, but coming up out of it, it's like this nasty little green poof. Poof. That's what it makes me think of, as pretending to be a witch with a cauldron.
The sploosh sound there?
Yeah. Okay. A little extra in my mouth.
Oh. That sounded wow. wrong. You said a little extra air in your mouth. Okay, I'm just making sure that's what you said.
Oh.
No. Sorry. I got a filthy mind over here. All right. So, getting back on track here. So, those are all kind of connected, kind of go together. There's several other natural disasters we'll try to go over real quick, but let's tackle the big one. So, wind, I had two of the hosts here said tornadoes were one of the worst ones. According to Wikipedia, y'all want to take a guess or a stab at where the highest casualty tornado struck down at?
Arkansas.
We got Arkansas.
Oklahoma.
Sarah, what do you think?
Kansas.
All great answers. According to Wikipedia, it was Bangladesh in 1989.
Oh, I thought we were saying America. Do you have the American answer?
Yes, I do. Yes,
okay,
I do.
Good.
In the U.S., it was 695 people unfortunately lost their lives. It was the tri-state tornado in 1925, hit Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so huge one there.
One tornado
through three states, 675 wow. people. Yeah,
I guess we discount
that's a monster.
That they get tornadoes there because we're in, you know, quote unquote, tornado alley. I don't ever think of Indiana having a tornado, but they do.
Tornado alley goes from us and it goes
sweeps kind of over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I just think of it going like this, and I know it doesn't, but.
I just think of two vertical parallel lines. We're in the alley.
Yep. That's it.
Funny you bring that up. So if you Google it, you know, Tornado Alley, there's no set lines because weather doesn't care what yeah. we set as our yeah. line. But Oklahoma's definitely the heart of it. So and no matter what map you look at, Oklahoma's highlighted.
Right.
Maybe not the panhandle, but the rest of the state is. So, of course, North Texas, Kansas, you know, all yeah. those
well,
are
in, the,
in
last,
the heart, no matter which one you look at.
Probably in the last 5 or 6 years, I mean, Oklahoma has just been pounded. I mean, look around Norman mm-hmm. and all of that. We had a friend that lived up there, and it didn't actually take her house, but the next block over, all the houses were gone.
Yeah.
I mean, and they've just been pounded the last few years. It's just, and then they started getting these earthquakes. Man, Oklahoma just ain't where to go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Okies. I have family there. I understand, but sorry.
All right, we covered the U.S. one. So back to Bangladesh. It was 1,300 people in Bangladesh, 1989, to the tornado.
Wow.
Yes. Very devastating. Man. But yeah, something you don't think about. I mean, you're mentioning Oklahoma. I know there was one that dropped down in Atlanta, Georgia several years ago. I mean, tornadoes, I mean, they can happen pretty much anywhere, of course. Most of the time, it's in Tornado Alley, hence the name.
Well, they obviously yeah. have to happen somewhere else, or you wouldn't have cyclones, because a tornado is just a cyclone is a tornado that happened to touch down over
no,
water, right?
A cyclone is a baby hurricane.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying it was a tornado
no.
that touched down on the water
no,
first.
No, it's a water spout.
Okay, I misunderstood that then.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we might clarify there, but yeah, that's the difference.
Okay.
So, cyclone, tropical storms, hurricanes, they're all kind of the same.
Okay,
too.
I
Does
thought,
that make sense? That's what,
yeah.
that's what I meant to say.
I was thinking a cyclone was a tornado just touched down on the water and the debris it picked up happened to be liquid and then it touched down on land.
Right.
That's what I was thinking you were saying a cyclone was. Okay.
Much bigger. more intense storm, but going into it, so we looked up hurricanes as well. This one was a little hard difficult to find the information on. So in the one of the worst ones I could find was United States in Galveston, actually 1900, and that one had up to 145 mile an hour winds. Lives lost in that one were between 6,000 to 12,000.
This is a hurricane.
Yeah, that was a hurricane off
of Galveston. What is his name? Albert.
Didn't say. It said it Galveston 1900 hurricane is what it was called.
Yeah, it's pretty famous around here because I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Do you have the stats on the Wichita Falls tornado?
No.
Lives lost on it?
No.
Just out of curiosity.
You can look it up real quick, but yeah, definitely some dangerous storms.
It didn't have a name. It's just known as the Great Storm of 1900.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying it is the storm. Yeah, they didn't need to name storm, it. Like, yeah.
Like, which one are you talking about? The one. Storm.
The fucking hurricane. That's it. It's top dog. So, yeah, that was one of the biggest ones I could find on Wikipedia. Not saying there's not another one, but that definitely caught my eye there. Going on, so hurricanes, of course, they affect a lot of other ones. They can create flash flooding. They can also do landslides and all that too. Right. So another huge storm system that just causes chaos and stuff. Did you find the stat?
Yeah, it's off. This is off of Wikipedia, and they call it.
This is for the 1979.
This is 1979 Wichita Falls, Red River, near the Red River Valley tornado outbreak. It was actually 59 combined tornadoes. Did not know this. 58 fatalities, approximately 100 injuries, and it was considered an F4. And it took out, I don't know, you know, listeners, y'all probably don't know Wichita Falls, but down there's a main road. It took out, like, all the way down by the soccer fields and the mall. All of it was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was bad. My mom, she lived in the area when it happened. She said they were north of it, but they could look out and see it. She said Wichita Falls was just black. Yeah. I mean, it was just complete black in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Very scary, very scary. And you said F4, I think you mentioned earlier, Rash, that's the Fujita scale. And the higher number you get, the more devastation, higher winds, chaos you create.
Yeah.
So it starts, I think, over 75% are F0 to F1s. So most of the time you hear a tornado, it's just, you know, a little dirt devil, basically. You know, not, but you know what I mean.
Right.
So but fortunately, the very bad ones are F4s, F5s, I think, are like less than 1%. But when they hit...
We had an F3 come through Pampa... 3-4 years ago,
yeah,
we were in a scary hole at a friend's house, and we come out, and the lightning flashes, and we see the tornado go over Halliburton, destroy.
Wow,
took it out.
Yeah, not saying F3s and F2s are dangerous.
It's just a personal experience with a tornado, you know.
Right.
No, I don't want to be in an F1.
No, right. No.
Sand stings when it blows.
Right. Right.
It's like riding a motorcycle through the rain.
Yeah, it hurts.
All right. So, covered quite a few natural disasters. I've got a couple more here that we haven't mentioned once. Y'all want to take a stab at what we've forgotten? Fire, very good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say blizzards.
Blizzards is on there, yeah. And there's a couple more, but yeah, very good. So, we hadn't even touched on those. So, wildfires. One I found was actually American, Peshtigo Fire, and that's in Wisconsin, 1871. 12,000 to 2,500 individuals lost their lives in that one.
Wow.
So huge fires. Of course, 1871, no helicopters flying around to put fires out or anything like that.
Wildfires are scary. There's a lot of wildfires in our area. Yeah. I mean, just a few years ago, a couple of ranchers lost their lives because they went to save their livestock. You know, and I'm not 100% if smoke inhalation killed them before the fire did, you know. Yeah. I would much rather die from smoke inhalation than I would getting burnt.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a sad deal. You know, people lose a lot.
Yeah.
In wildfires.
Oh, look out in California. I mean, they have a drought, and now we have no water to really fight. It's not available. And even with the technology we have, still lots of people have been, you know, I've lost their lives out there fighting it. Very scary stuff. But in fire, I studied it quite a bit, train on how to prevent it and stuff. But it's like, you know, going uphill. Fire travels, you know, four times faster uphill. You know, you don't think about it. That's where the flames travel. So it moves.
It moves
quickly. And of course it happens during droughts in the summer where winds are up and things are dry. I mean, it's very scary stuff.
Yeah.
Well, another thing around, back to saying Wichita Falls again, but, you know, 4 years ago we had the droughts. And then we had the wildfires that was coming through, and it took out a bunch of houses and stuff before the floods. And the wind here, where we live in a spot where there's not a lot of trees and stuff, once that wind catches it, it just carries it and it just flies over everything. I mean, all of Iowa Park like burned at one point or something almost.
Yeah. Yeah. So very scary. We've got some brothers out there who are volunteer fires. Yeah. Like I say, thank y'all. Clint, Sam, y'all do outstanding shout job. Out. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out. That's amazing what y'all do to help other people out. So thank y'all. Moving on. You said blizzards, baby. So this, according to Wikipedia, this one was a strange place because I, out of all the countries here, name some countries you think blizzard disaster would be. Go ahead.
Like Nepal.
Nepal.
All
okay.
those kind of things.
What do you think?
Indonesia.
Indonesia. What do you think, Sarah?
No idea.
Like Alaska or something. You know what I mean? I'm thinking cold. I'm thinking all that. Iran was the worst one, on, according to Wikipedia.
Really?
Yes.
They never get snow. No, I don't know if they get snow or not.
That's how I thought.
It's a desert. Yeah.
I thought that was a hot desert. They get snow enough to be considered a blizzard?
There's a mountainous region, yeah. So, in 1972, Iran had one. Over 26 feet of snow in a single evening. So, yeah. I mean, literally just buried you alive, basically.
Oh, wow.
4,000 people lost their lives in that one. I just,
holy crap.
Yeah, I just, Iran wasn't on my list. I could have sat here and wrote towns and countries and cities all across the world. Iran would not have been on my list.
No.
What's bad is I said Indonesia and it's an island. I mean, come on.
So I'm like, okay.
I said sure. Nepal because of the Yeti ride at Disney World. Because I was like, that's cold there. There's snow.
Mount Everest is near it.
No, I was thinking, but I knew it was there. And so I was like, oh, yeah, they have snow.
Yeah. So, all right. So we got all those. I've got a couple more. Y'all want to take a stab at what else? So you did wildfires, blizzards. Couple more natural disasters here we haven't mentioned that are devastating. Want to take a guess?
Hailstorms?
Hailstorms? No. No. It is a disaster, but I'm not saying people couldn't use their lives.
Covered rain and snow, earth shaking, wind, okay, water.
We're in Texas. Summertime's coming. What are we really worried
about? Heat stroke.
Oh.
Heat waves.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Worst one that they had, according, again, Wikipedia, 2003 European heat wave. They said all the deaths that it was caused by was 70,000 people.
Golly.
Wow. Because it was so hot. Ranges? I didn't list it. I should.
Because we had that summer of 11, we had over 100 days over 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so I was. Just, I mean, I know other places have that stuff all the time. I was just curious what theirs was.
Really, it doesn't matter how hot it gets outside because
it's a dry heat or a wet one.
No. A wet one. No.
Humid, nope. Sorry.
We don't acclimate to the weather. So, you know, I've know people that come down from up north and, you know, you think, oh, it's because it was triple digit days. No, they've come down here and had heat strokes on 80, 90 degree days just because their bodies has not acclimated to it. They hadn't got used to it.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying probably happened in Europe that time. There's so many people who aren't prepared to drink water, take rest. They're not ready for it. And when you have an instant heat wave like that, yeah, it's going to hurt your body. And, yeah, that causes, I mean, it's just a tumbling effect. Once your body starts getting, you know.
Once you're dehydrated, you're done.
Yeah.
And if you don't recognize the symptoms, it'll kill you. It really will. So, you know, they're going to try to, it's kind of like driving the fog. People are going to drive just normally how they do. Well, it's just the same there. When they have the heat wave, well, I still got a job to do, so I'm going to do it and not think about it. I'm going to drink beer, not water, and not take breaks. So, anyways, very good. We figured out heat waves. So, actually, and it was funny, I was, not funny, but ironic, I looked up natural disasters, and Wikipedia had a list of natural disasters. The first one, of course, was the China floods in 1931, 1 to 4 million people. But I looked up, because I knew another natural disaster, and it wasn't on their list of natural disasters, but it had so much more people were lost their lives than this one. Natural disaster, can y'all think of it? That's worse than flooding. In fact, it's worse than the top five on that list.
And it's natural?
It's a natural disaster.
That
or wasn't listed.
Cause?
Well, because we think natural disasters, we think the emergency ones, the earthquakes, the volcano eruptions,
Noah and the Ark,
the blizzard. Well, no, flooding was on there. It's worse than flooding. I got it had
God
a bigger number,
and it's worse than that.
And worse than that.
Hmm.
Think just the opposite.
Dried out. Drought.
Famine. When your crops go dry, you can't feed anyone. The worst one was Great China Famine. There's a pattern
there's
here, right?
A lot of people there.
Bless their hearts.
I go full circle.
From 1958 to 1961, huge famine across there. Like I said, you went through all this flooding, and then they went through, you know, a bunch of drought, heat waves, all kinds of stuff. But basically, crops died, couldn't feed anybody. and 15 to 43 million people. Let me break that down and kind of give you an example. That would be the entire state of Texas, almost double.
Oh.
Yeah, huge amount of loss of life. That was in 3 years. And it was famine. It was that's natural. This? 1958 to 1961.
And that's crazy. You would think by that point in our history, we'd come far enough that kind of stuff, didn't affect us. Because you think of now, imports and just different stuff. There's a lot better communication across countries and stuff. You would think in 58 to 61 that they would starve that many people. I was assuming you'd say much older.
Yeah, but they didn't have internet. They didn't have, we're dying over here. Don't ship out.
But there's still a lot of communications by that point.
Yeah, there's communications, but you got to think, they don't have the same resources we have today.
Well, and also if it was famine, it's probably hot. So you probably did some of those numbers, probably are heat stroke and dehydration.
Oh, yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, strictly just starving.
Very true.
Very true. So you can't combat all of it. So famine, kind of got tied into it. But yeah, famine can lead to other things. So you can't combat, like you said, heat, stress. There's no food. There's no water. It's a huge thing. So I wanted to paint that picture. I was surprised. So I found that one, and it wasn't on the list of natural disasters. I'm like, come on, that's number one right there. So that was by far the worst one. And getting relief to it, look at all the problems we had with Katrina, and Texas. Of course, we rose up for the occasion to help the people around the Gulf.
Nebraska right now.
So, with the floods. Nebraska right now. Oh, my goodness. Horrible out there. California. So, luckily, that's in our own country. We help ourselves out. But over there in China, if that was that many people were affected, and then the politics at the time, hey, we're not going to send relief because of this. I'm not going to dive off into all that. But there's a lot of reasons why they weren't getting the help they needed. And over 3 years, the loss of life is just staggering. Like I said, that I could have damn near added up every one of these numbers and not gotten up there. Right. So it was huge. There's one more I didn't want to cover. I won't make y'all guess at it because I'd like to save it for another episode. But space weather, that's a natural disaster that actually has huge repercussions here on Earth.
I've never thought of that, comets and things hitting the Earth and stuff. I never thought about that because, the dinosaurs were taken out by a natural disaster.
Yeah, and there's radiation from the sun that comes down, wreaks havoc on satellites and other things, and can mess us up and really affect us directly here on Earth.
I believe I didn't think that.
We'll save that for... Brandon, shout out to Brandon. He wanted to join us for the apocalyptic episode. So that one's coming soon, folks. But I'm going to save the space weather, if you will. Space disasters for that one because they are catastrophic. So, yep. So that's all I have. Do y'all have any more stories or any more comments on it?
I don't.
No? All right.
Slow down in the fog.
Yeah, slow down. I was about to say, what did we learn today? Go ahead, Rash.
Slow down in the fog.
Yeah.
Drive safe. In the fog.
Absolutely.
Get naked in the fog. Nobody can see you.
Okay, what did you learn today, Christine?
I learned that you need more than candles, blankets, and books to survive a natural disaster.
According to the government.
I can see him now. The FBI just listening on our phones. Ha, she said books.
You had a copy of Twilight instead of a survival's guide anyway.
Team Edward, I love you.
I learned how to survive from Edward.
What about you, Sarah? Did you learn anything today?
Yeah, they all suck.
You learned that Christina would die.
No, all natural disasters suck.
They're awful, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And like I said, this just covered it. These were on the top of the list, of course, because of human life, but natural disasters, of course, affect the environment and everything else around us, so they're huge. I learned today that I do not want to move to China. I think it would be a wonderful place to visit, but I do not see myself living there. That country came up way too many times on this list.
Yeah. So,
shout out to China, no offense. I don't think I could live there. That looks dangerous. All right. So I hope you enjoy listening, and we always enjoy recording for y'all. So shout out, thanks to the listeners. Please join in and give us some feedback, some comments, suggestions. Love to have suggestions for some episodes. I'd love to have guests on, and so give us a shout. See what we can do here. You can find us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, all that nonsense. However you want to reach out to us, email, post it, IM, I don't care. But you can find us all at Everyone Is An Expert. That's the word every, number one, is an expert, all together. Find us, give us a shout out, and let's hear from you.
Send us money. I'm not going to miss a beat. We're poor. It's horrible.
But we
enjoy doing this for y'all. We hope you enjoy listening as much as we do doing it for y'all. But if you would like to send us a few dollars to help with the expenses, that'd be great. If not, we're still going to keep doing it, but we could really use the money because we travel to do this. Either they travel north or we travel south, and it does take quite a bit of gas money. So find us on PayPal. Every number one is an expert on PayPal, and donate.
Good. And share us, find us everywhere. We can be found on just about every platform that you can listen to us, including Google Podcasts and iTunes. And also, if you do not see you have a certain platform that you listen to, send it to me and let me know, and I can get a request in and see if we can get approved on there so we can be found anywhere. Share us, like us, tell your friends, get us out there.
And we hope y'all had a good time. Y'all don't forget to go on our sites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and give us a shout out. Gmail.
Yeah.
Send us some comments and send us some feedback, what you want to hear, what you like, what you don't.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear your opinions.
Absolutely. Those comments are going to help. Give us some stars,
Subjects,
whatever you do.
Yep. Whatever you want us to hear or do.
Yes, please give us a shout out on the social media. So I enjoyed it. We learned about natural disasters and how to stay away from them. Hopefully survive them now.
And how to not survive them.
And how to not survive them. So hope you had fun. We'll catch y'all next time.
See ya.
Deuces.
Bye.
Peace.